Okay, Harry Potter fans, welcome back to another episode of Chatty Potter. Today's episode is all about Hufflepuff House, and we are joined by Jake, who might be the most Hufflepuff person I have ever spoken to. Hufflepuff energy all through everything he says, through all of his TikToks. Very excited to jump into the episode. I know a lot of you who listen are Hufflepuff, so I will jump in, but really quickly before I do, you can support the podcast on Patreon for as little as £5 a month. It's patreon.com/chattypotter. If you want to support us and help us continue to make these episodes and make them better and better each time, that's patreon.com/chattypotter. But without further ado, let's jump into the Hufflepuff episode. Jake, thank you so much for joining us. Do you want to start by introducing yourself and talking about what you make on the internet?
Yes, I'm Jake. I'm JacobCL1989 on TikTok. And I just make some Harry Potter content, a lot of Hogwarts Houses stuff, Hufflepuff. So I take that really serious. So mostly Harry Potter stuff. I don't know how that got to be my niche, but here I am. And I really enjoy making the content. So
you are about the most Hufflepuff creator I've come across on the platform. Like, you've exuded Hufflepuff energy.
I've gotten that. Yeah. So I made a couple of Hufflepuff stuff. And I was like, nobody's going to watch this. Nobody's going to like this. Like, because I was like, nobody likes the Hufflepuff, you know, the typical Hufflepuff. And then people were just like, oh, you're such a Hufflepuff. You're such a Hufflepuff. I was like, I don't know what that means, but I'll take it because I definitely relate to the house. But yeah, so I'm like the token Hufflepuff of TikTok, I think. So that's what an honor.
And it's, I mean, you've showed up to the podcast with a Hufflepuff cup and a Hubology t-shirt. I feel like it's so on brand.
I had to represent. Yeah, I love this mug. I feel like I'm like the medieval times or something. I got it universal. So.
Oh, it's beautiful. I love that.
Yeah.
I know you said you're not quite sure how Harry Potter became your niche. Like, how did you, or why did you start making content about Harry Potter?
Well, I started during the pandemic, like a lot of people. I didn't know what TikTok was really. So I just got on and I was like, oh, this is kind of funny. Like, I can make some of these videos. And so I started making them about COVID and the pandemic and being stuck in our house because I was so bored. I'm a teacher, so we were just stuck at home. Like, we went to spring break in March of 2020, and then we didn't go back to school in person for like a year, it seems like, at least. So so I was teaching from home some, but it was just, I was so bored. So I was like, I'm just going to make, you know, funny stuff about the pandemic or being stuck at home with the dogs or whatever. And then I started making a couple, because I've always loved Harry Potter, but it was nothing. I didn't really have any friends to talk about Harry Potter with, and nobody really related to my Harry Potter obsession. And I was just like, okay, so I kind of stopped, put it on the back burner, and I would just watch it on my own and just kind of like be chill about my obsession. And then I finally was like, we got a house. And I was like, I'm going to do a Harry Potter room. And my husband was like, I don't know about that. So I finally convinced him. And then I just happened to finish our Harry Potter room, and I started making TikToks. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna do a couple in the Harry Potter room, Harry Potter related, and see if people responded. And that was by far the most views, most likes, most comments, and people were really relating to, you know, being a Hufflepuff and being the underdog house, and just the funny, stupid, you know, sounds I would put with Harry Potter stuff. And it took off, and that just became my thing. And I'm glad it did, because now I have an outlet to show people my Harry Potter obsession. Sure. and like, oh, people actually understand what I'm talking about, or people actually understand, you know, what I'm talking about when I talk about McGonagall or Snape or whatever, or Cedric. And like, so it's crazy how many people that actually understand what I'm saying in my TikToks and get them. So,
well, 100%. Cool. I feel like being a grown adult with an adult job and stuff, and still being obsessed with Harry Potter, in day-to-day life, it's really hard to find people that are on that level, right? Whereas TikTok, I feel like, has found like thousands of people who are like right there with you.
Yes, that's why I like TikTok, because there's so many people that have that obsession. But like me, it was like, I wasn't trying to hide it, but nobody wanted to talk. None of my friends wanted it. My husband didn't want to talk about it. He's not really into Harry Potter. My family, I don't know how. I just got into it because I was just young and I like to read. So I just read them growing up. I read them as they came out. I went to the premieres. So it was always something that I loved, but I had nobody to really appreciate that with. So TikTok was just like, oh my gosh, I have those people that I can talk to about Harry Potter, and they're commenting, and they actually relate to my obsession. So it's cool to see there's other nerds like me that
honestly,
like it.
Yeah. It's great. Like, I remember when I was like maybe 6 months into making TikToks about Harry Potter, and it came up on like my Time Hop app, like with my memories and stuff. Like I had tweeted maybe 7 or 8 years ago, I just wish I had more people to talk about Harry Potter as though it's real life with. And I was like,
yes.
Look where we have found ourselves so literally, many years later.
Yeah, and yours are awesome too. You go into like detail and you're like, you have a lot more probably knowledge of the books and stuff than I do. So it's cool to see people like you and Chand Wills and just people that are actually like adults and can appreciate it and can find like the adult themes. And yeah, I never thought I'd have that community, because every time I try to talk to, you know, my friends about it, I don't think I have one that really is obsessed like me. But a couple people would see my Harry Potter room and be like, oh my God, it's so cool, because that's a guest room. So right. My parents would have to stay in the Harry Potter room. And they're just like, what is this stuff? So it's cool. Yeah, it's been really a joy to see people respond to some of this stuff that I
and
never thought they would.
You've moved since then, right? Have you still got a Harry Potter room in your new place?
No. It's really sad right now. So we sold a house. I live in the Austin area, so it's just booming. So we sold our house. We're getting another house built.
It's
more custom. It's a little bigger. So I might have one in the new house, but we're in an apartment right now. So we had to move everything, storage. And so we crammed into a little apartment while we're getting our house built. Uh-huh. So there's only one bedroom. So my husband was not into letting me make the one bedroom the Harry Potter room. So not yet. So that's been kind of sad not having that. But, you know, maybe one day.
I mean, if the next house is custom built to whatever you want, surely Harry Potter room has to be on the plans, right?
He says the closet's really big. So he said I can have the closet. So I don't know. We'll have to see about that. But I have a lot of stuff just sitting in storage that I finally got my Harry Potter room looking how I wanted it to. And then we decided to move. So whatever. It is what it is.
So you've made a couple of videos with your husband, made some videos like about your husband as well. There was one in particular where you said that you grew up having a crush on Dean, and now you feel like you are Seamus and your husband is Dean. Is he big into Harry Potter or not really?
No, not really. He is kind of by default now. I've got him into it more. So he'd be like, oh, and we watch him. I'll make him watch him all the time. He's like, oh, that's Dean, right? Or that's Cedric. And I'm like, yes. Like, God, he hasn't read the books, of course. And I tell everybody, you got to read the books. It's so much more. It's like, you know, you don't even get half the story with the movies, 100%. Even though I do love the movies. But come on, he's not a big reader and fiction stuff like that. So I didn't really notice that I always had a crush on Dean growing up. But in West Texas, I was always trying to be the macho, the straight. So I didn't really realize it, I guess, or like come to terms with it. Yeah, that's a whole nother story. But I didn't realize we kind of looked like them or had resemblance to them really at all. Because people kept saying I look like Seamus, and I was like, oh yeah, I kind of see it. And then I would post stuff about him, unrelated to Harry Potter, like it's Demas, it's Demas, it's Demas. So that was like our unofficial name. And then I made a couple about Dean and Seamus, and so those went pretty crazy. So I guess I see it now, but I did not see the resemblance at first. But yeah, that's pretty funny. He did not have a clue who that was. So now he does. Now he does for sure. Now when we watch him, he's like, he doesn't even talk. Where is he? No, like, he's back there. He's back there.
Actually, the resemblance with you and Seamus is pretty. Can you do an Irish accent at all? Can you do a Seamus accent?
Oh gosh,
I'm putting you on the spot.
what's the quote? What's he say? My dad's a muggle, mum's a witch. We don't have to stop for him and he found out.
You know what? Much better than I expected it to be.
I've tried it on my TikTok before, but yeah, I do some accents, but Irish is hard, but I do look kind of Irish, so yeah.
Yeah, I can 100% see it. you've made videos with your husband. How hard was it to talk him into that if he's not a big Harry Potter fan?
It's hard to talk him into. It was hard to talk him to TikToks at all in general,
really?
Especially Harry Potter. Yeah, he didn't have a clue what we were doing. I would just be like, "Okay, say this, and then you're gonna be this character." He's like, "What are you talking about?" So he's pretty I'm definitely more outgoing and extroverted, and I like being on camera. You can tell I like the attention of TikTok. So he's not like that. He's more of a yogi. He's very like just peaceful and just calm and well, sometimes. But so it was hard to get him to act, you know. I'm like, no, you have to act like this. You have to be happy. now he's more into it. I can tell. Mm-hmm. So he's making a little more TikToks, but yeah, it was hard to get him to do them at first because he had no clue. He didn't think anything would come of it or any followers or any views. Mm-hmm. So now we're getting more views. He's willing to participate a little more.
So. Yeah. How did you So I'm just like, because I'm thinking about like myself and my girlfriend. Like I didn't tell her about TikTok for like maybe the first 6 months I was making content because I was like, what if she finds this really embarrassing? Like, did you tell your husband about it straight away or did he just discover it somehow?
during the pandemic, we were both stuck in the house for so long and he would see me like, you know, playing the same sound over and over and over. And he's like, what are you doing? He didn't even know what TikTok was. He didn't get it for months. And he was like, what are you doing? Like, it's so annoying. He just thought it was annoying. I don't think he knew what I was really doing because he hadn't downloaded it. And I had just downloaded it during the pandemic. So I was like trying to figure out TikTok and the sounds and stuff and how to make stuff. And so he just thought it was really annoying. at first, yeah, and then he got a TikTok and now he's on it all the time too. Uh-huh. But he never thought that I don't think it would become like something serious that I would actually get some followers. So yeah, now it's a little harder in the apartment to make them, but it's not as much space, but you know.
Yeah, I guess he just has to deal with it now, right? Like over a million people have seen that one of you forcing him to watch Harry Potter over and over again in a circle, so.
Oh yeah. He likes it now. He's like, oh my God, this one got this many views, or this one said this one about me, or oh, they think I'm cute, or he doesn't admit it, but he likes it. And he'll tell like his mom, did you see that video of me and Jake? It got like 1,000, you know, 10,000 views or whatever. So he sends it to people, and so he likes it. He likes the attention now. And it's like I get recognized because we got recognized at Target. Y'all have Target?
We don't have Target, but I've been to a Target when I visited the US.
Yeah, just like a store that everybody goes to, and we got recognized. And she's like, "Oh my gosh, I love y'all's TikToks. I love y'all's videos that you make." And she's like, "She said y'all. She means me too." Like, oh my God, you haven't done anything. Like I tell you where to stand, what to do, what to say. But yeah, he thinks it's funny that people can recognize us now.
I love that. That's so funny. So you talked about being a teacher and obviously like TikTok and sort of integrating it with your personal life with your husband. Have your students found your TikToks yet?
yes. So they found one of my quizzes, my Harry Potter quizzes on YouTube, but I work with mostly middle schoolers and elementary. So my elementary students, not really, but so I don't think a lot of my middle schoolers have TikTok. They're mostly on like YouTube and I don't even know, gaming stuff. So they did see, you know, a couple of my videos on YouTube, but I don't think they found my TikTok yet. Hopefully that doesn't happen. But yes, they thought I was funny that I was a Harry Potter nerd and doing Harry Potter quizzes. So
nice.
They still don't know if it's me for sure, but so I won't.
Oh, really? You denied it when they asked you?
Yeah, I denied it. And they're like, we can see your tattoos. We can see it's you. And I was like, no. And then the next day they're like, Coach, was that you? Was that you? Like, they still don't know for sure. I was like, I guess I have a doppelganger. I don't even know if they knew what that was. I'm a twin, you know, that wasn't me. So they finally gave it up. But hopefully I've never got any comments or anything or anybody following me that I knew was my student. So hopefully that doesn't happen.
That's so funny. Yeah. I am like, I started getting obviously like my friends aren't middle schoolers. That would be weird. But like I was getting messages from people I hadn't spoken to for like years and years and years that like my stuff was popping up on their For You page. I don't know if you had anything similar to that with like friends and stuff.
Yes. Just like even Carlos, my husband's like childhood friends, sister's girlfriend or something. They're like, oh my God, they love you. And they saw you on Carlos's Instagram. And then they're like, oh, I follow him. And they'll just random people that I haven't talked to or don't even know that just like associated like through family or friends or, mm-hmm. you know, my mom's friend at church, his daughter like loves me or something, loves Harry Potter. And so I'll get some random, you know, messages on Facebook and Instagram like, oh my gosh, is this you? Like, I didn't know you were on TikTok. I didn't know you were famous on TikTok. So it's pretty weird. Yeah. People just kind of come out of the woodworks and
it's like, so weird. Especially when, I guess, when people use the words like famous, like, I feel like TikTok, like, the level is different, right? Like, a few, like, I don't feel like I have a particularly big audience because there are so many people with such bigger ones. But then someone you went to school with, like, 10 years ago, seeing, like, a few hundred thousand followers, like...
Yeah, I don't consider myself famous at all. It's because, as I keep saying, it's different on TikTok. Like, a lot of people have a lot of followers. But I guess the reach, I guess, I don't feel as famous, but some of my views, you know, some of my videos have like over millions. So I'm like, oh, that's a lot. But people are seeing, it's just strange that it's reached TikTok. It's just weird how many views, you know, and then they can go to Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. So, the reach of TikTok is pretty, pretty weird.
So in your teaching, do you channel the energy of any Hogwarts professors, like, in your profession?
So I'm a coach. I'm a PE teacher.
So like Madam Hooch?
Probably Madam Hooch. probably not Sprout. Probably not Sprout. Because I really don't work. She's not really my personality. I love her as a head of house. But probably try to be Madam Hooch, but I'm more like Flitwick. I'm pretty sure, guys. So I try to be like all stern and stuff and like serious like Snape, but I probably come across more like
I cannot imagine you having Snape energy at any point in your life.
no, that's my husband. No. Not really. No. I try to do Slytherin stuff, you know, I try to do different houses stuff, and I do like music or whatever songs by different houses, and everybody's always like, oh, no, you're not a Slytherin. Oh, no, you cannot play Slytherin. I was like, nice try, though. I thought I'd do pretty good, but apparently not. I radiate the Hufflepuff energy, I guess.
You do, because recently you posted a video, like, can you guess what house I am from me rapping, right? And I watched that, and I was like, I wonder if this isn't going to feel so Hufflepuff, because I just feel like inherently rapping isn't a very Hufflepuff thing to do.
I know.
And it still felt so Hufflepuff, mate.
Yeah, I just always make it was so obvious. There was like thousands of comments just Hufflepuff. I was like, really, nobody's gonna guess anything else. I always wanted to be a Gryffindor growing up, always.
Really?
And I knew I wasn't really that brave or courageous, so I was like, I didn't really fit. Like, I was kind of popular, but I wasn't like, you know, Harry, Hermione, Ron, you know, I didn't have that like brave kind of energy. So I was like, man, what, I'm not a Slytherin, that's for sure. I knew that, because I was just too nice and soft. And then Ravenclaw, well, I was kind of smart. I was kind of nerdy. But I was like, okay, maybe I might move Ravenclaw. But then the Hufflepuff, just kind of like the loyalty, the kindness, the underdogs, you know, they kind of get the shaft and they'll accept anybody. I was like, oh, that's me. So I didn't know there was actually a lot of Hufflepuffs out there. So at least on TikTok there are. So
that's pretty cool. Because that's the thing, in the books and the films, it's sort of like the other house, right?
Yeah.
And yet I feel like so many people like relate to it and have been like pulled in by it.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just the underdogness of it, or, you know, not being represented very much in the books at all, really, or the movies. Maybe that's what draws people in, just because it is the underrepresented house, I guess, that doesn't get the spotlight. And I think that's what people relate to Hufflepuff. Like, we don't really always get the spotlight, but we're the kind people, we're the ones, the hard workers, the ones that are, you know, the backbone, you know, I guess. I don't know. But, and we're by the kitchens. So it's like, okay, I'm sold.
So did you, you said you wanted to be like a Gryffindor, but it just didn't fit. Did you decide you were a Hufflepuff, or was it like a Pottermore test? Or
I took a couple tests, took a Pottermore test. I would always get Hufflepuff. So at first I was like, I don't really want to be a Hufflepuff, because they're not, when I was younger, I was like, I don't know anything about them. And then I was like, you know, I was doing some research and then what JK said in her books. And I was like, okay, that fits. But I wanted to be a Gryffindor, like probably everybody else, just because they're so represented in the movies and books. But so it took a while to be like, oh yeah, I really like this house. But when I really thought about, you know, what it meant and the type of people, I was like, oh, okay, that fits actually perfectly. So now I'm super into it.
I love that. That's so cool. Because some of my earlier videos that, like, some of the ones that did best early on TikTok, I was telling Harry Potter themed jokes, and a lot of them being a Hufflepuff was the punchline, which I'm very sorry about, by the way. But I took the test early and I was like Slytherin every time I did the test.
You're
And then I
Slytherin,
was
yeah.
like,
I've seen your videos, but I don't get like Slytherin vibe from you.
that's the thing. Like, I feel like growing up, like I was like, okay, pride, ambition, I'm gonna be like career driven, I'm gonna be like really successful, and like I was like, okay,
Yeah.
this tracks. I can deal with that. And as I've gotten older, I feel like I have moved further and further towards Hufflepuff, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
But you don't get to be resorted, right? You're sorted at 11, and then
Yeah.
that's your house. You don't get to
Exactly.
redo it. So I'm like, if
Yeah.
I'm honest, if I were new to the Harry Potter universe now, I probably would be a Hufflepuff. But all my
Yeah.
stuff is Slytherin. I can't just abandon that, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's I never thought of it that way. Like you sorted at 11. 11-year-old Jake versus 32-year-old Jake is very, very different. So I think it should be able to, you should be able to shift or change a little bit because
Right.
I was probably more of a Ravenclaw, maybe nerdy, really smart, teacher's pet, intelligent kid, and then I grew up more Hufflepuff. But my husband's definitely Ravenclaw. But yeah, I think we should be able to move or because we're all changing, that
Yeah,
makes sense.
absolutely. Or maybe I guess we just don't define ourselves by Harry Potter houses. I don't know. One or the other.
Yeah, maybe that. Yeah, I probably put too much thought and energy into my awkward sauce.
I
And
think we
people
all
like their
do.
zodiac sign, I'm like, oh my God, that is so crazy. I cannot believe people like think their personality traits are from zodiac signs. And then I'm like, but you're a Gryffindor, right? So it doesn't really make sense.
Honest, actually, now you say it, I'm pretty much exactly when people say like about like Mercury being in retrograde, and I'm like, that doesn't mean anything. Why are you putting so
What?
much on that? And then
Yeah.
I'm just like, that is Slytherin energy. What are you talking about?
I automatically go, oh, they must be Ravenclaw. They must be Gryffindor. I sort people in my head as soon as I meet them. I don't get the whole zodiac stuff and the signs, but I'll tell people they're Hogwarts house. It's easier. There's only
Honestly,
four, so it's easier to.
right. And there's not all these different like underlying and crisscrossing meanings like there are with zodiac signs.
It's
Like,
easier to understand.
100%,
Kind of like a
yes.
children's book.
What? No.
Oh
It's so
God.
funny that you said you sort people in your head, though. You are like maybe the fourth or fifth person I've had on this podcast who has said that very sentence. Like, I feel like it's a common thing for people
Oh
as
yeah.
obsessed with Harry Potter as we
I
are.
know. I thought I was just weird. I thought I was crazy. I was like, does people do this? Do they really? But literally, like the first time I was like, oh man, she's such a Ravenclaw. Oh my God, I can't even. But I'm glad other people are weird and do the same thing.
It's because it feels very Harry Potter centric, though, because like I don't know how much other like YA fiction you've read, like the Hunger Games or like the Divergent series or anything, but you don't hear people go like, oh, that's so Abomination of you from Diver, or like that's so District 12. Do you know what I mean? It's just Harry Potter. It's so strange.
I know, yeah, because I wonder how Harry Potter just became the huge thing of our generation. Because I loved Hunger Games. I thought it was really well written, and I liked the movies and Divergent, the same thing, but I don't know how it became Harry Potter. It just defines our this generation, especially our age, just growing up with it.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know. It was just such a big thing, the movies, the books, the premieres, as we were kids, and maybe that's why, because it just was such a huge global impact at the time. I don't know, but I'm here for it, whatever.
Yeah, and I feel like it's self-perpetuating as well, right? Like more people talk about it, so more people hear about it, so then more people talk, and it just goes in a circle, whereas I feel like fewer people just, it's not out there as much, the other stuff, you know?
Yeah. And I think it does surprise me that what the first book was out like how long ago? 20 something years ago. And it's
Yeah.
still like I work in middle schools and elementaries and they still wear their houses and they still have,
Do they
Hogwarts stuff and
really?
Harry Potter clothes, backpacks. Yeah, I'm like, it's crazy how long the reach is and how the reunion special. I was like, okay, nobody's gonna watch this. But then everybody was watching it. So it's cool to see the impact it still has and on younger generations too. So
Yeah, right. Like, 'cause
it's crazy.
my niece and nephew and my girlfriend's niece and nephew, like they know about my TikToks now, like fairly recently they found them. But even before they found them, I was still like the Harry Potter uncle, right? And they love it. They want to ask me questions, they want to do quizzes, they want to talk about the films, like, and I'm just
Old are
like,
they?
you're like literally like between the ages of about 5 and 10 or 11. And I'm just like, that's such a broad range. To be
Yeah.
five, and be into Harry Potter, like when you're just starting school.
That tells you what a good story it is, and mm-hmm. the world that she created. Just that, I don't know, that's the magic of it all, and that it's still like kids still want to know about it, you know, now, you know. And I was 100%. Like, oh, it's going to die off a little bit. But I think it's just the whole thing, the whole story, the whole world. Like, and then they have the Universal stuff, and they have stuff you can interact with. And so that keeps it going, of course. But it's cool to see that it's still relevant, I guess.
Yeah,
nobody's going to watch these. Like, nobody's going to. There's not going to be all these, you know, these 30-year-old something people watching adult Harry Potter TikToks about Hufflepuffs. Like, that's not a thing. Nobody's gonna want to. And then here I am. So
here we are. Yeah. Yeah,
like, you be yourself, and people will, you know, respond to that. I guess if you're truly, you know, being yourself and loving something and having a passion about something,
right? Even if, like, I'd
even
be screwed.
If it is a children's book.
Yeah, if people didn't care, I'd just be like, what is my personality trait now? Like, what is my crutch?
You know? I know. I think about that. Like, what if people don't want to watch Harry Potter TikToks anymore? Like, what am I going to do? Maybe I'll just go live my life and stop making TikToks.
We'll be adults, I think, as they call it.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I know.
That's so funny.
That's not fun. Yeah, I do my job during the day so I can go home and make TikToks. My real job. That I don't get paid for.
So we've established just how Hufflepuff you are, but if you've talked about wanting to have been Gryffindor or maybe having been Ravenclaw, but like, if you weren't on this day, if you were resorted and you couldn't be Hufflepuff, which way do you think you'd go?
I think I would probably go Slytherin.
Do you actually?
Honestly, yeah.
That's the last thing I would have thought.
I think that's my secondary house. It's really strange. I am pretty ambitious. You know, I don't know. I don't have like the outward expression of Slytherin, but yeah, I think I would probably be sorted into it because I don't know. I just relate to that house in a lot of ways. I don't know. But I'd like to be Gryffindor, but I don't think I still want to be a Gryffindor, but I'm definitely
That's
not
so
a Ravenclaw
funny.
Anymore. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, not. I can't believe it would be Slytherin. That's so funny.
I know. Yeah, I don't think people would see that. But at first, you know, because they don't get, in the books, they get mistreated and you know, you don't have a lot of good representation for Slytherins, but I think it's a cool house and, you know, I really like people. There's maybe I just want to be secret. Maybe I'm not actually Slytherin.
I feel like that's a very Hufflepuff trait, is wanting to be Slytherin.
I just want to be a badass. I just want to be able to beat people up. But no, that's probably not me. So, I would probably want to be in Slytherin. I'll say that, but probably
sure.
Wouldn't get sorted into it.
It's fine. You can be honorary. We'll welcome you in. You're fine.
Yeah, maybe I just think they're cool.
I guess we'll stick with your comfort zone, though, then. We'll stick with Hufflepuff. Like, can you think of anything that's, like, any anecdote or story from your life where you're like, this is the most Hufflepuff thing that has happened to me?
Oh, my gosh.
It's a big question, I know.
Yeah. Probably my job. Just mm-hmm. I've worked with special needs population for a long time. And I think that goes with the kindness and the sincerity. I really enjoy working with, you know, the more underdogs, the more underprivileged, the people that don't always get the attention they deserve or need, and the love that they need. So I think just being in special education has, that's probably one of the biggest Hufflepuff traits, and doing Special Olympics, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Just getting to work with that population. I think that would be very sprout thing to do,
100%.
Thing to do, just because it is, yeah, like I work hard at, you know, being kind to people and being nice, and trying to show love to people in different ways. But
I love that tracks, absolutely, that's perfect. Are there any famous people you think are Hufflepuff then, like with that in mind, like any celebrities you're like, yes, that person is definitely Hufflepuff, that person is definitely Hufflepuff?
Yeah, I do that all the time too.
Do you really?
Tom Holland, I feel like, is a Hufflepuff. Mm-hmm. Emma Stone for sure.
I think with Tom Holland, there's that interview clip where he's just like, I am the biggest Harry Potter fan. I love Harry Potter. I know everything about it. And just the way he says that sentence, you're just like, it's so Hufflepuff.
I know. Just the way he acts with Spider-Man too. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, dude, you're such a Hufflepuff. Emma Stone, anything she does is Hufflepuff. I just love her. Who else? I don't know. I always think of them in my head and then I forget. But yeah, Emma Stone's probably the biggest one for me right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are two great examples. You don't need to rack your brain for any more. That's fine. I never would have thought of Emma Stone as a Hufflepuff personally, but now you say it, I can kind of see it.
Yeah, just her kind of bubbly personality. I don't know. Mm-hmm. She could be Ravenclaw too. I don't know.
Yeah, but I feel like, so I'm a huge Spider-Man fan, and particularly her press junkets for the Amazing Spider-Man series, like her and Andrew Garfield like vibing, like yes. Actually they like exude Hufflepuff.
Yeah, yeah. I could see Andrew Garfield too. Oh, Steve yeah. Carell. What do you think Steve Carell is?
Steve Carell, absolutely.
he just trips up. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Actually, you know what? Him in The Office though, like Michael Scott would be Hufflepuff, but would be desperate to be a Slytherin.
Yes. And maybe that's kind of more my I'm trying to be a Slytherin, but I'm still Hufflepuff. I watched The Office. I watched it yesterday, actually. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I relate to Michael a lot. I don't know if that's bad or good, but
I don't think it's good.
Maybe I'm not that insensitive and airheaded, hopefully.
I really hope that's not your teaching style, is Michael Scott's boss style.
No. I hope not either. Yeah, sometimes I wonder how my students view me. You know, I'm like, mm-hmm. I think I come across as this authoritarian, really strict, kind of tough teacher. And they're probably, I'm just like, like rainbows and clouds. Like, I think, I don't know, they probably think me more of like a fun uncle or something. I'm trying to be the tough Hufflepuff.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. I love it. So before we wrap up, there are some questions that I always ask my guests at the end of each podcast, which I think are somewhat controversial conversation starters.
Oh, no.
So
I'm going to get some hate.
Imagine you're headmaster of Hogwarts. We haven't had any hate comments for these answers yet. So just, okay. I mean, be careful. Don't be the first.
I know.
Imagine you're headmaster of Hogwarts and you're tasked with eliminating one house from the school. God. Which house are you cutting?
I knew you would do this. I think I've seen this question. What house am I cutting? Completely?
Mm-hmm. So like the students that are currently in it, you can resort elsewhere. It's not like you're expelling them all.
It's just...
Unless you want to.
Okay, this is... I love my Ravenclaws, but I'd probably have to say Ravenclaw. My husband's
oh, really?
Ravenclaw. Yeah, that just intimidate me because they're so smart and creative, and maybe I'm just threatened by their so
I mean that's very Slytherin, actually. You're threatened by this house you're cutting.
I'm a subtle Slytherin. My husband will say I'm very Slytherin sometimes. Yes, I'm a sneaky Slytherin, I think. But yeah, probably Ravenclaw. Yeah, just because they are, I don't know, I think they'll be fine. You know, mm-hmm. they're very creative. They're very, you know, smart, intelligent. They can go make their own way.
Yeah.
Outside of Hogwarts.
Yeah, that's
we
be fine.
Need
that's...
it. We need it more. We need a place to belong.
100%. Actually, if there was one house that is most ready for life outside of Hogwarts before they finished, it probably is Ravenclaw. I feel like Gryffindors need reining in. Slytherins need to check they're not going to become.
Just chill, yeah. Just
psychopaths.
Chill for a little bit and see how they're going to turn out.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Hufflepuff just needs somewhere
just
to stay, just to chill and just have their plants and stuff. We need just somewhere to hang out.
I love that. That's a great answer. Next question: you are magic now, but you can only do one spell for the rest of your life. What spell are you picking?
Oh my gosh, that is so hard. One spell.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Lumos, just because I think that's a cool spell. Just to be able to just turn on the lights. I think that'd uh-huh. be cool. But it'd be hard to pick just one. I want to say a potion that I would use, but that's not a spell. If I could use a potion, it'd be Polyjuice Potion. That'd be so cool.
Really? You wouldn't pick Felix Felicis if you could make a potion?
Yeah, actually. You probably wouldn't. Yeah, never mind. Forget Polyjuice Potion.
I feel like I've said this about a dozen times in this podcast episode already, but I'm sorry for pointing out every time you're like really, really Hufflepuff, but
the spell that just makes a light is such a Hufflepuff thing. Like when you could do like Accio or Opara or something practical, and you're just like, I want a light.
I just want a light. Just want to see the light. Come on. I guess I am Hufflepuff.
I love that. No, don't be. I don't want to make it awkward about it. It's definitely not an insult or anything. That sounded sarcastic. That was supposed to be sincere.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
my Slytherin. I'm so sorry.
Oh my god, your Slytherin is coming out. My poor little Hufflepuff over here.
Okay, I can see you've got a few tattoos. Imagine you get a tattoo in the Wizarding World that moves like the portraits and the pictures move. What
awesome.
Moving tattoo would you like?
Oh man, what moving tattoo? Probably... I was gonna say Hogwarts, but it doesn't really move. It's just like sitting there. You're like barely like the window would like move open sometimes. I don't know. Maybe my
you can
dog
have that if you
is,
want,
you know,
dude.
Just running around.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with my dog, so
probably some kind of animal or a phoenix
nice.
Or something. I thought about getting.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I have a tattoo on my chest, but I kind of want to get covered up and get a phoenix. You know, spreading its wings. So
oh wow,
that'd be really cool to have that moving.
100%. Oh, nice. Oh, I love that. Okay, final question. You can undo one character death from the series, just one.
Who oh, I've seen you do this too. I should be prepared. I should have prepared some notes or something. I've watched these. If I could bring one back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, there's so many. And I don't like that she did that. I don't like that so many people, especially the last, I'm doing the audiobook and the last one now.
Oh
and
yeah,
it's just every time just kills me because so many the whole book
just all the way through. I know, like it starts with it and then it's just all the way through, and especially like the end, which I get. There's a big battle. It's the end of a war, but there's so many in quick succession.
So many, like half the like beloved cast. You know,
pretty much,
dead.
Yeah.
Probably, I don't know, Cedric, just because mm-hmm. not just because he's a Hufflepuff, just because he was a kid, you know, and
yeah,
and so was Fred, but he just. I don't know. He just deserves so much more, I think. And he didn't get to live. And he had so much potential. And he was such a, I don't know, it seemed like a good person. And he had so much life to live. And it was so unnecessary. That he had to
yeah, right.
That it was like he didn't even know who he was and care. He just killed him. So yeah. I think that was just such a hard death for me just because it was so unnecessary. And just, oh, he's just despair. Just kill him. So
right.
that was hard. And I think a lot of Hufflepuffs relate to that, maybe. Just being
oh, really?
Just the underdog, you know, just being like the one tossed aside, you know, a little
yeah.
bit. But so, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I never thought of that, actually. That's
yeah.
true. Oh my gosh. Because
I don't know
like,
if that was like an intentional thing.
Yeah.
But that's just kind of what I saw. I was just, oh man, just the Hufflepuff, the one, like one of the one Hufflepuffs that
pretty much the only one that you have that gets
a,
any
a
like.
Brutal. I mean, horrible. I just remember watching that in the theaters and just, and with the dad and Amos, and I was just like, oh my God, this is. Just yeah, so maybe that's what it was, just the effect of seeing it. Because Sirius was horrible in the books and stuff, but I don't think it just didn't last, you know, you didn't get that moment that to grief nearly in the movies. But I would probably, if I could, bring him back as well, but probably everybody. And Tonks, I just don't think they both should have died, Tonks and Lupin.
No,
just leaving Teddy, but that was kind of uncalled for. I feel like one of them should have got to. But
I mean, you've taken my question from one death to three. That's fine. I guess the thing about Cedric, pulling it back to Cedric, is like every other major death sort of, it's almost like they know what they're getting themselves into. They're putting themselves in harm's way because Sirius comes to the ministry knowing that he's going to defend Harry and he ends up dying. Like the people fighting in the Battle of Hogwarts know what's going to happen.
They know
Moody,
what could happen.
They
yeah.
sort of sign up for it, right?
Yeah.
Whereas Cedric thinks he's in the Triwizard Tournament and like
just the shock of it, just the surprise of it, just literally just thinking you won and you're so excited and you're just like, this is the best moment of your life, and then all of a sudden you don't even have time to like relish in anything or think about anything or where you are, and he's like at the graveyard and he's like, oh, is this part of it, is this part of the task?
So sudden for us as readers as well, because it's Cedric dies, but we're immediately then into the graveyard scene, into Voldemort's resurrection, and into the like, duel between Voldemort and Harry. It's like, even as readers, it feels so abrupt and like it's over in a heartbeat, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Just, it was just so brief, and it's like, okay, that doesn't even matter. Okay, now we're going to onto the real thing that, you know, it's just, I don't know. It was just, it was hard. And the fact that he was just a kid, you know, yeah. who was just like, got this moment finally, got this, like, he was a star and he was got his moment to shine and, you know, his dad and everybody was so proud of him. And then the fact that he just got killed like that was just, oh, that was horrible. And Hedwig didn't have anything coming. I mean, he didn't know it was coming.
Yeah, was that's true.
Poor Hedwig. Yeah.
Also, like, I know a lot of people say that it was, like, symbolic of Harry losing his, like, childhood and his innocence and stuff, but it's, like, it was unnecessary. Hedwig didn't have to die. It was just so that they didn't have to carry the cage around all day, let's face it.
Oh, yeah, they had to carry, like, Hedwig around, like, when they were moving in tents and to the forest and stuff.
100%.
But he could have just flown around and just chilled and stuff and found
stayed at the burrow.
Yes, like, that was so unnecessary to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mad Eye was sad too, but he at least he knew, you know, what he was. You kind of knew he was gonna die. Just cause.
Yeah, and I feel like Mad Eye would have wanted to go out like that, like
yeah,
that's in a battle like that, you know.
Yeah.
Goodness me. Oh, okay, well, is there anything you want to plug? Oh, I'm so sorry to end it on that note. Anyway, thank you for listening, everyone. Is there anything you want to plug, Jake, before we wrap up?
I don't think so. I'm trying to work on merch coming out. So I'm trying to get merch out of so different houses. So try to get that soon. Like I said, I'm teaching, so I don't have too much time, but in the summer I'm going to work on getting some merch out with my name and the houses and stuff. So that should be exciting. So look for that on my TikTok. But other than that, I'll just keep making some silly Harry Potter stuff.
Amazing. Well, dude, I love it. Please do keep making it because it's so fun. It's such a nice energy to your videos. Like, when you're making fun of the series or pointing out things that don't work, it's such a fun energy. I love it.
In a loving way. Thank you. Yes. I'm glad that people are watching them and enjoy them. So that makes me really happy.